What is going on now is very low-grade activity. As you know, there was one report about 2,000 Russian troops coming on an aircraft, but that has not been confirmed, even though it was rumored for several hours. And it does not, again, right now, does not appear to be true.
Stand by for Reid. Gloria Borger and Jim Sciutto are here with me in the Situation Room. Jim, the Russians have already got some sort of explanation of why there are at least some Russian troops in Crimea.
That's right. The Russian ambassador to the UN, Vitaly Churkin, just saying to cameras a short time ago, less than an hour ago, that this movement of troops falls within the agreement that Russia has with Ukraine. So they're saying that this is legal, not an invasion, but they're coming in under the auspices of a deal that they had with Ukrainian authorities. So they're creating a narrative here short of an invasion. But another thing stands in my mind. I got some guidance earlier today before we had confirmation that these were Russian troops on the ground. And someone said to me, you know, I asked the question about, is Russia planning a Georgia-like invasion?
A few years ago, Russian troops actually did invade the neighboring country
of Georgia. And around an Olympics, too, you'll remember, in 2008. And the source said to me, well, don't look for something necessarily of that scale. Look for something smaller scale, black ops, special forces, something more of a pinprick, something that's more easily described as falling short of invasion. And that's a thing. Invasion is,
it's a definition, as Fareed. Fareed was saying they've already got the Black Sea Fleet. They've already got people there. And so, the U.N. ambassador was saying, we're not invading anybody. We have a bilateral agreement. We are allowed to be there, and that's their story, and they're sticking to it. I mean.